Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.
Well, he may have only just released his first single, but he's hardly a novice. Chris Sebastian has sung the national anthem in front of 45,000 people at the AFL. He's performed at the Carols in the Domain in Melbourne, televised around the nation. He's sung live on Sunrise, on Seven, not to mention all the years of playing and touring in the Planet Shakers band as well. And, you know, if he looks and sounds maybe a little bit familiar, you might have heard of his big brother Guy as well. Chris Sebastian, good morning.
How you doing?
Should we get the brother stuff out of the way first? You must have this conversation a lot.
I don't mind. Let's do it.
So, Guy Sebastian's your brother. How about that?
Yes, it's true.
I guess the burning question everyone wonders about that is, who wins at backyard cricket?
look, he's more of a batter. I'm more of a bowler. So, you know, it gets pretty aggressive at times.
Great.
Good to hear. I'd love to see that. That's cool. Now, growing up, did you music together or not really?
A little bit. I mean, a lot of people probably think that we were, you know, all the time just jamming and sort of singing along together, but we actually didn't do that a lot. I didn't start singing in front of him probably till I was about 13, 14. Okay. But I used to sing away, but every time he would sort of come in the room, I'd just stop. But we didn't get to sing a whole lot together. I mean, I've toured with him and stuff in the last probably 2 years, but not as much as people think probably growing up.
All right, go on then for Guy. Are we done with Guy?
Sure.
Well, okay.
Over.
We'll move on from Guy. It's you. It's all you now.
Awesome.
Chris, I read and I was intrigued by this. I always like to know the point in people's lives when they say, hey, this is for me. This is what I want to do. Yours was singing along to a Babyface song and recording it, and you went, hey, I can do this. Tell us about that.
All right. I had this backing track. My whole family were out in the living room watching a movie, and I was sitting next to the computer, and I opened this program called Cool Edit Pro, and I'm like, let's have a little bit of a play with this. And I somehow managed to work out how to plug the microphone in, and I found the backing track, figured out how to import it, put it in, started recording, I just remember listening back to it and then going through and trying to somehow edit it, and it would have sounded so bad, but I just remember feeling really proud of myself. And I thought, how long have I been sitting here for? And before I knew, I'd been sitting there for 4.5 hours, and I'd been messing around with this song, and I'm like, as if that was way too much fun. If I can do that for a living, then, you know, how much of a blessing would that be? So I'm like, all right. And, I was 13 when I knew that I wanted to be doing this for the rest of my life.
Please tell me you still have that recording.
No, wish I did. I wish I did. It was on, it was 5 computers ago.
Right. A little bit hard to hang on to. Is it true that Australian Idol producers approached you to try and get you to go on the show?
Yeah, they were pretty keen to have me audition and come on the show. And, I just don't think that was for me. They'd approached me over a couple of years. I remember, I think it was about, the first time was about 2 years after Guy had won, and then, you know, every sort of year after that. And
it just make the hopeful phone call. Chris, this year?
Yeah. Well, even pop stars, I was on a school excursion, and I was only 15. This was the year after Idol. And I was on a school excursion in the city, and the pop stars auditions had to be on. And I walked past. I didn't even know what. I saw a big group of people, but I walked past with a group of my friends, and one of the producers from Channel 7 ran out to the street and grabbed me. They're like, oh, so Chris is auditioning today. I'm like, what? Dude, I'm 15. I'm not even old enough.
Wow.
And so it was stuff like that happened a few times. And but yeah, that I didn't want to do the exact same thing as Guy, so those things sort of really weren't for me.
You're a bit of a nut in the old AFL land, aren't you? You're a bit of a fan.
I used to be crazy obsessed. The Essendon Bombers were my favourite team in the world. I used to watch every game, not only Essendon, every game of AFL, I would watch it. But I don't sort of get to watch it as much as I would like to now.
Gee, there must have been a bit of family competition there, because that's not your brother's team, is it?
No, he's adamant that the Crows are the best team in the AFL.
But that gets ugly in the lounge room.
Oh, absolutely. And both my other brothers, sorry, all three of my other brothers go for them, so I'm the only one that goes for Essendon.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lonely decision.
Yeah, it was. It was. I wanted to be different.
Great.
Tell us about your history with the Planet Shakers.
I mostly did actually Youth Alive. I did a couple of regional things for Planet Shakers, but it was mostly actually Youth Alive that I'd done. I did my first thing for them when I was 14. And, so I spent sort of 5 years doing that. And, I mean, I loved it. It was probably what formed me the most as far as singing goes. That's where I really sort of started and found my stride.
Gotcha. And Flo, your first big single release is happening at the moment, but I understand you released a pre-release song as well as that. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it was probably the day before the song came out, and I was sitting in my studio, and I'm like, all right, let's go a little bit old school, and let's sort of go to the roots of why I'm doing what I'm doing, and sort of, you know, what it is that I'm really sort of all about, and just so people could sort of know what I'm about, and all that kind of stuff. And so, yeah, I jumped on and I wrote this song in about, honestly, like, people say this all the time, but I actually wrote this song in probably 10 minutes and I recorded it in about 25. So, it was just something that was really close to me and, yeah, it just came out.
Love the new single, Flo. Love the pre-single that you did in 30 minutes or so. That's just full on. We look forward to watching your career just go nuts from here. Really,
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Breakfast with Aaron and Helen, 5 to 9 weekdays on Hope 103.2.